Let's go out to the island today, shall we? I'm Dave Spadaro. We're in the studio with cornerback Kerry Williams. The offseason, I guess it's kind of over for the NFL player these days. How do you like the schedule the way it works? When do you get your body and your mind back?
I would say you got to start right now with the OTAs and just getting around your teammates and making sure you're getting the right foot placement and things like that. You don't want to go too hard right now. But you definitely giving everything you got. You try to take it as slow as possible and gradually progress and build each and every day.
How was 2013 for you? Year one as a Philadelphia Eagle.
It was cool. I don't think necessarily defensively we had the greatest times, but I seen improvement, and I think that that's a great thing, and we have room for improvement, and we look forward to doing that this season.
Kerry, you had come off a Super Bowl championship prior to joining the Eagles, and I wonder, very little offseason after 2012, mm-hmm. then you go back to the playoffs, win 7 of 8, great rousing mm-hmm. stretch run for the Eagles. More exhausted after this past year than in previous years because of the length of time and the lack of downtime?
No. I actually felt a lot better this season, maybe because we didn't get out of the first round, and that's one of those things that has a sour taste in my mm-hmm. mouth. And I would love to bring, the organization a little bit deeper run in the playoffs, make a title push. And that's something that we're working hard for, we're striding right now for. And we look to continue to build off of last season.
So what separates a team that wins the Super Bowl and a team that goes out in round one? Because everybody's a great player. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got great coaches. Bounce of the ball, opportune times you don't take advantage of. What is that sliver of difference?
I would say execution. Understanding what your responsibilities are within the defense or within the offense. Executing those responsibilities on each and every play. And just being precise in information, understanding, what exactly you're supposed to do, understanding what the defense or the offense is giving you, react, and, you have to, I guess timing to a degree has to go along with it as well. But, it starts right here at this moment, building relationships, building camaraderie, getting guys in the locker room to have fun, joke around. It makes your job a lot easier when you can get those fun times in and really just get an understanding for each other.
Well, take us inside the locker room then. How is the mood of the locker room? And maybe this too. How do you feel about your comfort level in the locker room now that you've had a year to get to know everybody and find your place?
Man, it's way cooler. Yeah. There's a lot of guys in there that you miss from the off season and. You look forward to rebuilding those things, rekindling some of the things that you left off last season. The locker room atmosphere is something that's close to what it was in Baltimore mm-hmm. at the time where we went on a Super Bowl run. And I think that's very important into doing those things, into accomplishing those things and going further in the playoffs is the camaraderie. And I think guys are doing a tremendous job this year of talking to everybody, and it's not necessarily cliques and things like that, but I think everybody's just excited about the year, excited to get things going, understanding the capabilities of the team, and we're just believing in Chip's system.
Yeah, I think fans always look and say, well, who are the leaders of the team? And the truth is that there are many leaders on the team. The quarterback, though, is somebody that everybody looks to. You've had a chance to get to know Nick Foles for a year. Young kid, didn't win the starting job last year, gets thrown in the middle of a game and then has a season for the ages. How do you feel about Nick as a leader, as a quarterback, as somebody to take the Eagles to the Super Bowl?
He's a winner. He's a quiet spoken guy. He's a guy that's not necessarily going to get you with the rah-rah. Mm-hmm. He usually stays with himself, but he's a guy that goes out and executes each and every day, and he takes his job seriously. And, he prepares his butt off each and every day, and that's what you want from a starting quarterback. He has all the qualities.
You've been an outspoken guy. You've always expressed your opinions. More of a sense of doing that this year, Kerry? Do you want to become more of a leader? What do you want to accomplish in that regard this season?
I just want to be more wise in what I say. I want to think before I react and talk. I definitely don't want to be misheard by mm-hmm. any means. I'm still going to be the same guy, but I would say it in a little bit more of a softer tone.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's all a part of the process. You know, guys getting to know me getting to know guys understanding my personality and where I come from and how, you know, I tend to react to things. And you know, it was all in love. It wasn't nothing negative on my end by any means. Sorry to the fans, but you know, I just want to be as real as possible.
Yeah.
And sometimes realness isn't always taken too well.
I actually think the reaction with the fans last year was fascinating for me. You know, you have the moment where you missed a little bit of the camp. You had some personal mm-hmm. business to it. Fans jumped on your case a bit, but the strong personality in Philadelphia works when they see the way you played on the football field. So I thought by the end of the season, you had a very good relationship with the fans. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree. I think it's still growing.
Yeah.
You know, I would love to get some more fans. Who wouldn't? You know, especially, you know, when you're trying to do all the individual things, you know, in this league. But, you know, it was all about the team, man. I was never trying to take anything from the guys that work hard each and every day, the professionals here. You know, I was just trying to say some things to get light a fire up under people's behind, to kind of bring an edge to the city, you know, to bring that back,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I still think that we're on the right track. We got the right tools in place. We got the right guys, and you know, that are in this system and in this fit, you know. But it's always room for improvement.
Yeah,
and that's one thing. I'm not a guy that's gonna necessarily settle. You know, I feel like when we watch film, you know, in meetings earlier, that you know, it's a lot of things that I can improve on. So I'm always constantly being critical. Not only of, you know, guys around me, but of myself as well. So I'm just as critical of guys around me as I am of myself. If not, I'm more harder on myself than anything. And I just expect greatness, and I expect to come out everybody, you know, including myself, to give 110% each and every time.
Last one for you, Kerry. The year two of it, you know all the language, you know the defense. A lot of an expected leap for you, not having – you've gone through all the learning pains of – figuring out the coaches, and they figure what you're all about, mm-hmm. and what kind of defense are we playing, and what's the communication like. I would imagine that the next step for the defense is going to be pretty significant.
Oh, no question. I think we got some great guys coming back. You know, Billy's implementing some new things. He's tweaking some things of old, and we're ready, man. I think you can look forward to a great, great improvement. I don't think we'll be 32 anymore. Hopefully, God willing, we'll be in the top 10. I think that's our goal. That should be our goal this year as a defense. To fly around 11 guys to the ball, try to get as aggressive as possible, man. Just, you know, even in the run game and even in the passing game, finishing at the highest point of the ball, attacking the ball, not allowing guys to, you know, come down with it on the offense end. I think, you know, when we improve in that area, I think we can be a lot more successful.
Yeah, well, hey, have a great rest of the conditioning program here. We mm-hmm. look forward to talking to you throughout. Thanks
no
for coming
problem.
By. Kerry Williams you. In studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.